hug and a high five to all the Ryers Readers listeners. Welcome to your May bonus episode. We have a lot of stuff to get into today, but before we get started, are you ready for the silly joke of the day? Why was the broom late? It overswept. And we're back. Happy May! There are always reasons to celebrate, and this month I found a whole bunch of fun small holidays we can all take part in to add some more celebrations to the month of May. Mark your calendars, because here are a few of the special days coming up that you can enjoy. May 2nd is Brothers and Sisters Day. May 4th is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. May 5th is Cinco de Mayo. May 7th is Teacher's Day. May 8th is School Nurses Day. May 9th is Lost Sock Memorial Day. Let's all take a moment of silence. May 12th is Mother's Day. And May 28th is Hamburger Day. What fun holidays will you be celebrating? Of course, I am super excited for Mother's Day. I'm looking forward to a day without laundry, cleaning, or working of any kind. I would love to know if you participate in any of these fun holidays this month. Making a card or picking some flowers are super easy ways to show your school teachers and nurses that you appreciate them. I am sure some of you will be enjoying some lightsaber action on Star Wars Day, and don't forget to give your brother or sister a hug on May 2nd. However you celebrate, I hope this May is filled with fun. And we're back. At the beginning of every month, I'm going to give you all a monthly challenge. Are you ready to hear your challenge for the month of May? This month, I would love for each and every one of you to explore your creativity and artistic skills through weekly art activities. You don't need many supplies, and I'm sure you all have some pencils, markers, and crayons laying around. But don't forget, anything can be turned into a masterpiece. Scrap paper, old magazines, cardboard, or really anything your grown-up is cool with you using to get creative. There are pretty much 5 weeks in the month of May, each week having its own creative theme. Are you ready for your weekly prompts? Okay. Week 1. Create your own magical creature. You can invent your very own magical creature by either combining different animals or using your imagination. The possibilities are endless. Week 2. Design your very own superhero. What special powers will your superhero have? What does their super suit look like? Do they have a sidekick, a vehicle, or a special animal companion? It is all up to you. Week 3. Design your own robot. Now, of course you can draw your robot, but just a suggestion. If you have any paper towel rolls, empty boxes, or extra tinfoil, you might be able to get creative in a whole different way. Week 4. Create your own treehouse. Now, some of you may remember the story, Pete the Cat and the Tip Top Treehouse. Pete and his friends created the ultimate treehouse, complete with a bowling alley and an arcade. What would you add to your treehouse? Week 5. Create your very own planet. What kind of weather will it have? Do humans live there? Or does your planet have its own aliens? Would you want to live on this planet? How would you get there? By rocket ship or a really tall ladder? Give it as much detail as possible. I really hope these ideas spark your imagination and you all create something you are super proud of. I will post these prompts on the Ryers Readers Instagram for your grown-up to check if you need a quick reminder through the month. Good luck, and I hope you all become a monthly challenge champion. And we're back. Can you guess what time it is? If you guessed story time, you did it! Today, we are going to read Shimmer and Shine, Movie Night Magic by Mary Tilworth. It is movie night. Leah and Zach want to watch The Dragon Princess. Leah makes popcorn. Zach blows up their chairs. The popcorn burns. Zach's puppy, Rocket, chews a hole in a chair. The TV will not play. Zach goes home to fix the chair. Leah calls her genies, Shimmer and Shine. Shimmer and Shine grant Leah 3 wishes. First, Leah wishes for more popcorn. Pop, pop, pop. Popcorn fills the room. Shimmer and Shine made a mistake, but it's okay. For her second wish, Leah wants to play the Dragon Princess. The genies think Leah wants to be a princess. They change her house into a castle. They turn her into a princess. Oh no! A dragon! It breathes green smoke! Leah wishes for the dragon to stop breathing smoke. That is her last wish. Now, the dragon hiccups green bubbles. The dragon is hungry. It wants to eat Leah's house. Leah tells the dragon to eat the popcorn. The dragon eats all the popcorn. It flies away. Zach comes back. He fixes the chair with the popcorn. He thinks the castle is a great movie set. Leah plays the princess. Zach plays the knight. Zach's puppy plays the dragon. It is the best movie night ever. Leah thanks Shimmer and Shine for another day when mistakes come out great. The end. Thank you for joining me. I had so much fun on this bonus episode, and I hope you did too. Don't forget to work on your monthly challenge and become a monthly challenge champion. Bye, friends.